It's Friday, which means it's time for the Mix Zoo, brought to you by our friends at Lucky Dog Motors. Renee is here from the Owen Sound Animal Shelter, and she has brought a couple of very cute puppies because she knows my weakness, Renee.
I mean, it makes the day better. Puppies! Mm-hmm. Plus, they're homeless, Sarah. How else are we going to get them home? We need to tell people.
Sad homeless puppies.
Homeless puppies. Now, these two are here representing the whole pile. I'm sorry I didn't bring all six, but it was a lot.
It could have been a puppy party.
I considered it, but I was like, you know, oh, that's a lot. It's early, you know, all the things. So they are here to represent. Now, they are a combination of many breeds, and we do have them posted, so we do encourage people to go check them out. The common question is, well, what kind of breeds? The reality is there's like two and three breeds in each parent, from what we understand. Mom is at the animal shelter, so hooray, we know what she is for sure. Mom is a Vizsla, oh, sweet baby, possibly Beagle mix. She is only about 40 pounds, and she looks like a red lab. Mm-hmm. For those who know the Vizsla breed, she is very much a Vizsla, just smaller, daintier in size.
Okay.
Now, Dad, to my understanding, was many things. Some Alapa Blue Bulldog, some Lab, and some Shepherd, and some Collie. Basically, take your pick breed. It's all in there. These pups are going to be, no promises, of course, about 50 pounds-ish, the very most. The one you're holding is a little smaller than the one I'm holding, so certainly some are going to be bigger than others, but not giant dogs, which is really nice. With the combination many breeds, let me tell you that you do often get a healthier dog, a smarter dog, a better behaved dog. The two we have here today are both girls, but there are a couple of boys as well. All of them are combinations of red. Mm-hmm. So the one in my hand, for example, is the lightest. Oh, you're licking a microphone. Is beige. The others are primarily red with a little bit of black in them. So gorgeous little pups.
Absolutely
for sure.
Stunning.
They've been very well handled and well socialized. They've met dogs, cats, kids, all the things. And of course, their vaccines and deworming has been taken care of. We really want to see them go home, but of course, need to remind people, as you know, we want you to think about the long-term commitment. Pups are a really great idea. They're a whole lot of fun. It's difficult in the winter. We need you to be prepared for that.
Yes.
I mean, and the next 15 years.
Right. And of course, they're pets, not presents.
Yeah, let's not do that.
You know, unless this is absolutely something that you as a family are ready to take on just before the holidays, think about that. Maybe you're going to be super busy throughout Christmas and New Year's, and having a dog put into that situation might not be ideal. So think about that. But if it is something that you're interested in finding out more about, and one of these puppies sounds like it might be a good fit for you, then contact the shelter at 519-372-1123 and start the process. You can arrange to do a little meet and greet. And I will warn you, you will fall in love.
Yeah.
You will.
Come and meet him. Come and meet him. That's what we want.
But it is commitment, and there's quite a bit of work that you got to put in as well. So if you're not prepared for that, then maybe think about making a donation to the shelter if you want to help them in that way. It would be very much appreciated. And of course, coming up tomorrow, you've got your tattoo fundraiser.
We're so excited. Do you want to get too great here on tattoos tomorrow? If you're interested in getting a tattoo, flash tattoos, of course, quick and easy for a fee of $100. Proceeds to the spay neuter, and thank you to Great Heron because it's one of our favorite tattoo fundraisers.
Yeah, now they are capping it at 30, so you have to be one of the first 30 people there. So I would encourage you to get there early.
Yep.
Get yourselves signed up. There will be a line of people waiting.
There will be.
Like there was last year.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's happening tomorrow. And again, the number, if you're interested in one of these sweet puppies, 519-372-1123. A big thank you, as always, to our friends at Lucky Dog Motors for bringing us the Mix Zoo.